Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
I'm Mike Slater from the podcast Politics by Faith. This is a crazy time in our country. It's stressful. A lot of anxiety. And it's going to get worse. And I realized that one of the things that helps me take away the stress is realizing that there's nothing new under the sun. So on this podcast, we take the news of the day and we run it through the Bible and other periods in history to realize that we've been through this before and we can rise above again. Politics by Faith, anywhere you listen to the podcast. Politics by Faith.
Hey, Bill O'Reilly here. Welcome to the No Spin News. Tuesday, May 7, 2024. Stand up for your country. Well, I was forced to watch some of this Trump trial coverage. And I had earned my money today. That was painful to watch that on the cable systems. But I have some thoughts that will advance the story for you in a number of ways. So first of all, Donald Trump was embarrassed in front of the whole world today. And that was the intent of the district attorney, Alvin Bragg. All right, that's what he wanted to do. And he accomplished it because they bring in this person, Stormy Daniels, and we'll get to that in a moment. So fair-minded people know this whole exposition is what they call a show trial, all right? It could have been adjudicated in 2-3 weeks. He's going to stretch it to 5-6 weeks because they want to embarrass Trump over and over and over again. They know there's a willing media that will buy right into that. So that's the overarch, okay? So the judge today says, look, Ms. Daniels and the prosecution, you can't bring in salacious details about your allegations on Donald Trump. Can't do it. Okay? That's not germane to the crime that's charged, which is using money to alter a vote. Okay? That's the felony. Now, so Judge Marchand says you can't do the salacious stuff. Immediately, the prosecution and Stormy Daniels do the salacious stuff. Not once, on and on and on and on. And Marchand allows it to happen. So that just hands Donald Trump and his lawyers an appeal, a big appeal. So here's a judge issuing an order and it's ignored and the judge sits there and doesn't do anything about it. It's exactly what happened. So I'm going, whoa. Maybe Marchand wants Trump to win this, and he knows that in New York City he's probably not going to, but on appeal, that's insane. That's the big takeaway today. The second thing is that whatever Stormy Daniels says doesn't matter in the law because it's a she said. She's got no corroboration of anything, nothing. Now, that didn't stop a civil jury in New York City from awarding E. Jean Carroll millions of dollars. But this is a criminal case. You got to prove it beyond a reasonable doubt. And Trump denies the allegations. So Ms. Daniels, who sat on this situation since 2006, that's when these allegations allegedly happened. 2006. Okay? Whatever she says doesn't matter. Why? Why would it matter? It has nothing to do with what actually transpired in a legal sense. Did Trump use money to divert votes? It had nothing to do with Stormy Daniels. Now, here is the kicker on this. Okay, so this trial is bogus completely. And here is the proof. And I always encourage people to watch the No Spin News with a pen and paper. Do you remember a man that, a doorman okay, who alleged that Trump fathered a child out of wedlock while married to Melania. His name was Dino Sajudin, and he worked at the Trump Tower. He brought his story to the National Enquirer people and demanded money to tell it. The Enquirer people gave him $30,000, and they never printed the story. The Enquirer people say they checked out his story, and the woman allegedly involved said, this never happened. I didn't have a relationship with Trump. I didn't bear Trump's child. It never happened. Where is Dino Sajudin in this trial? This is all about hush money, right? Well, Dino Sajudin got $30,000, and the Enquirer paid him that. So, where is he? He should be on the stand. Why did you lie? Why did you attempt to extort Donald Trump? And everybody knows the reason. Trump was running for president. He had a good chance to win in 16. That's when all of these allegations came to fore. Because they knew, all of them, the women, the doorman, this could hurt Trump's chances to win the presidency. So Trump, even though he knew that he didn't father any child out of wedlock, pay the money through the National Enquirer. Is that a crime? No. It's not a crime. It happens 10 million times a year in the United States where people know they'll be embarrassed by the media. You can imagine if the media got that story, Trump probably would have lost the election and our history would have been altered because one grifter, and that story has been proven false, and he's never been prosecuted because Trump did not lodge charges against him. Should have. I would have. So when you see the overall picture, when you know what is happening here, it's just completely bogus. This is not what our justice system should be. Now, I don't know what Trump did or did not do with Stormy Daniels or anybody else. How could I possibly know? But I do know what has happened and why it happened, as far as the money is concerned. Trump wanted to win the election. He didn't want any of the salacious stuff in the press, which would have run absolutely wild because the press doesn't care what's true or what isn't true. You know that. They're going to investigate Dino. They're going to slap it on page one and run all day with it on television news. Okay, so now you have the full picture. Here's the talking points memo. That was just the introduction to the talking points memo. Here's the actual talking points memo. Trump and his organization is using this to gain votes. He believes this hush money trial, Trump does, will put him into the White House. Here's what he said yesterday afternoon when he left court. Go.
The judge is so happy about 2 and 3 more weeks because they all want to keep me off the campaign. That's all this is about. This is about election interference. How do we stop it? And it's a disgrace. And then you have the other thing that maybe is even more disgraceful is the gag order, where I can't basically, I have to watch every word I tell you people. You ask me a question, a simple question, I'd like to give it, but I can't talk about it. Because this judge has given me a gag order and said you'll go to jail if you violate it. And frankly, you know what? Our Constitution is much more important than jail. It's not even close. I'll do that sacrifice any day.
So you see where Trump is doing. Trump wants Marcan to put him in jail because he won't go to jail. It would be home confinement with an ankle bracelet. Can't put a former president in jail with the Secret Service guy. Can't. Okay? And the Supreme Court would block that in a second, in a heartbeat. So if the judge sentences Trump to confinement on violating the gag orders, Trump will get, he believes, more sympathy, and it becomes into a bigger circus. So Trump is using this trial. Again, he believes that he will benefit from it, and there's nothing else he can do, so he's trying to turn it around. Okay, I'm on the jury. This is how I analyze everything. I'm president. In charge of Israeli forces. What do I do? I'm on the jury. O'Reilly. Now, I would never be on any jury because the lawyers are going, I want this guy. But I'm on a jury. What am I hearing? I'm hearing a hit job. Even if I hate Trump, even if I hate him, I'm going, why am I sitting here listening to this woman who, even if her story is true, consented to everything, try to shake down Trump, and now coming in plays the victim? Why am I listening to this? All right. That's how I process it. I want to know how you process it. Bill at BillO'Reilly.com, name in town. But if you're a juror, that's what I'm hearing. I don't even know what Alvin Bragg, the DA, is alleging about election interference. I don't even know what that is. Are we supposed to have phony charges like the doorman in play when we go to vote for president? Is that what we want here in America? I guess that's what we want. So I'm on the jury, and already I am loathing the prosecution for doing what they did today. And I have no respect for the judge, because the judge is allowing it, even though he said it's wrong to do. Right? Now, tomorrow, if they come in and they have some kind of election interference thing that I can see, then I might change my mind, because I'm a fair man. So that's where we are in the Trump trial. Any questions? Again, Bill at BillO'Reilly.com, name in town. That's a memo. Now, President Biden gave a good speech today at the U.S. Holocaust Memorial, condemned anti-Semitism. He obviously is going to do that, said he supports Israel. Okay. Somebody else wrote the speech for him, but he read it all right. He wasn't doddering today. And then he met with the president of Romania in the afternoon. Now, Romania is right in Putin's sights. So, you know, these countries are important, because if Putin wins in Ukraine, believe me, Moldova, Romania, they're all going to be undermined. Okay, so that's what Biden did today.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from, with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Gallup poll out with an economic profile. And this, I think, is going to have a big effect on the vote in November. The question of 1,001 adults. Again, Gallup making a huge mistake. Not canvassing registered or likely voters. Adults, you're getting people who have no blanket idea. Okay, please tell me how much confidence you have in the following doing the right thing for the economy. Joe Biden, great deal, fair amount of confidence in the economy, 38, only a little, almost none, 58, 20% gap. Donald Trump, great deal, fair amount, 47%, okay, 9 points higher than Biden, only a little, almost none, 52. So the majority don't think Trump would do a good job on the economy when he did do a good job his first time around. Now, I'm watching News Nation last night, because I'm on News Nation on Monday and Wednesday, and you might tune in for that. I think they're pretty lively, 7 o'clock on Monday and 8 with Cuomo on Wednesday. So Cuomo's got Tulsi Gabbard on, because Ms. Gabbard has a new book. It's already a bestseller. And he drops this on her.
So the former President Trump, your name is supposedly on a short list. Do you agree with that statement? Would you serve with President Trump?
I've heard the same thing that you have. If asked to serve in that way, I would be honored.
Straightforward answer. Tulsi Gabbard is an interesting story. Okay, born in American Samoa out in the Pacific. She moved to Hawaii at the age of two, had a regular middle class upbringing, joined the Army, and she's still in the reserves. She is a lieutenant colonel. Impressive. Served in Iraq, two tours. One was in Kuwait, one was in Iraq. And then, of course, as you know, was a congresswoman from Hawaii for 8 years, four terms. And she joins us now from Washington promoting her book, For Love of Country, Leave the Democrat Party Behind. Okay, so we're happy to have you on the program here. It's going to be different than the other interviews you've done. You ever get tired of the pinhead in the media asking you the predictable questions? You ever get tired of that?
Sometimes I wonder, like, you know, I get they talk to a lot of people, but I don't know. A little uniqueness is what I count on you for, Bill O'Reilly.
Well, you'll get it here. When I do my book interviews, I just swallow it. I figure as long as they're promoting a book, no matter how dumb the question is, I'm going to answer it. I got to just get numb to it, you know?
Yeah,
it's like
true.
Going to the dentist. There are some good interviewers, but not as many as there should be. Okay, so I think you're compatible with Donald Trump domestically, but I'm not sure about abortion. Do you support the Supreme Court's decision on Roe v. Wade giving authority to the individual states?
I do. And I said so when that ruling occurred. And the reason why is because for so long, as you know, the Supreme Court has been largely politicized, mostly around this single issue, which is not how our Supreme Court should be. By decentralizing this, making progress in limiting the jurisdiction of the federal government, we are moving in the right direction. I would argue that there are many other issues where, like education, for example, where there is huge opportunity to do the same.
All right. So you and Trump are compatible because he supports the Supreme Court's decision. But what about states like Idaho and some others who are going to make it very, very difficult to have an abortion? And sometimes, in my opinion, and I am pro-life because I'm a Roman Catholic, and unlike Joe Biden, I'm going to follow the tenets of what I believe Christianity is all about. That's my choice. But I do know that in Idaho and other states, you know, even if the woman is severely impacted physically, it's going to be hard for her to have an abortion. Where do you come down on that?
Well, this is an issue that's before the Supreme Court currently. I was just learning more and reading more about the case as it's being argued now. You know, again, this is such a complex conversation and issue, and it needs to be happening at the state level where it is closest to those being impacted. The issues that Idaho is bringing forward to the Supreme Court now, I think, are very telling. I got to be honest, I'm still learning more about the facts. I've listened to some of the arguments, and I'm looking more at the facts of what's happening there versus the rhetoric that's being presented.
Okay, well, you know, as a politician, I don't want you to get too involved with facts. That's not good. You got to be, okay, being a wise guy, but
fair
that's
warning.
Me. Yeah, that's me. So if you get the VP nod from Trump, which you are under consideration, I can tell everybody that. I know that to be a fact. You would be the first surfing vice president. Okay. I don't know if Dick Cheney was a surfer, but I don't think he was.
I kind of doubt it. I shouldn't prejudge, but.
First surfing vice president, first Samoan vice president, and the first Hindu vice president. That is some trifecta there. have you thought about that?
Not really.
Okay. That's the only softball question I'm going to give you.
well, here, I'll tell you this, Bill. We've seen how different people have occupied the White House and presidents, vice presidents. You know, they've got the bowling alley now. There used to be a pool. I don't think there's a pool there anymore.
No pool.
I wish that there was a wave pool somewhere in the greater D.C., Northern Virginia,
Maryland
area.
Well, someday when you're president, you can have it installed. When president can do anything, you know, you can have a wave pool in there.
I don't know that would be the wisest use of taxpayer dollars. For the record, however, it would be
if
nice.
You are on the Trump ticket and you guys win, I want to see Trump and Waimea Bay with you on the board. That's what I want to see. And then I can die after I see that.
No, don't do that.
Okay. Now, softball is over. Now we go into foreign policy. Now, it is here where it gets a little dicey for you, Congresswoman. This is what you said May 16th, 2022. Go.
What we do know is that the Biden administration has failed to clearly define any objective in this proxy war in Ukraine. They have failed to define what winning looks like. So clearly there is no end in sight without that being defined.
Okay, so I've been very clear, and the Biden administration is not clear on anything. But if you listen to Blinken and Sullivan, they basically say we ought to stop Putin. We're not going to beat Putin militarily. But British intelligence this week reported Putin's losing 1,000 men dead every day in Ukraine, 1,000. And his position in his own country and in the world is much weaker than it was 2 years ago. So that's the end game, to make it impossible for Putin to expand his totalitarianism. The man is a murderer. He's a killer, okay? And to send a message to Xi and other tyrants that this will not be tolerated in the world. So am I wrong because I continue to support American aid to Ukraine?
It still is, there is still not a clear end state. At what point is that defined? They say they want to stop Putin, stop him from being able to extend his incursions, whether it's in Ukraine or in other countries. At what point is that defined? At what point do we stop sending hundreds of billions of dollars to Ukraine? At what point do the Ukrainian people find peace in their own country and stop seeing the killing and death of their own people?
You can't be a predictor of that. My feeling is if Trump's reelected, he'll make a deal with Putin, okay, because they have some kind of relationship that nobody understands. But I think that has a much better chance if Trump is president than Biden. But it's like the Cold War. How long did the Cold War go on? From 1945 until Reagan knocked it back 30 years later. And what were you going to say? We're not going to stop Soviet expansion because we don't have any end game? This is the same thing, is it not?
It requires even our own military leaders here in the U.S. at the highest levels, even those who work in the foreign policy arena, many of them, not all, have conceded for months now that the only way that this war ends is with a negotiated outcome.
Yeah, but Putin has to negotiate. It's like Hamas.
Correct.
Doesn't want to negotiate. Yes. Putin doesn't want to negotiate. You got to make it so painful for him.
That's not completely true. There have been efforts put forward by leaders of other countries where they've been able to get parties from Russia and from Ukraine together
not
to the
Putin.
Table. And the Biden administration has stopped every one of those efforts from proceeding and continuing on. And ultimately, it is the Ukrainian people who are suffering as a result.
I don't know if that's true. Here's what I know is true. Pope Francis,
the former prime minister of Israel, was one of those people who spoke very clearly about his knowledge of the Biden administration and leaders in the West standing in the way of a negotiated peace treaty.
It does Joe Biden no good not to try to bring this to an end, which is why I'm skeptical of that report. But Pope Francis,
a lot of things that don't make sense and are not doing any good.
But Pope Francis himself, some emissary to Putin, said, I will broker the peace. And Putin told him to get stuffed. Okay, so that's true. That happened. I know that to be a fact. Now, let's get on to the other soundbite. As you might know, I wrote a book called Killing the Killers, which went all through Obama and Trump's war against, talk about an unending war, against Islamic terrorism, okay? Here's what you said on January 3rd, 2020, about the assassination of the Iranian Revolutionary Guard leader Soleimani. Go.
This was very clearly an act of war by this president without any kind of authorization or declaration of war from Congress, clearly violating the Constitution. It further escalates this tit for tat that's going on and on and on, will elicit a very serious response from Iran and pushing us deeper and deeper into this quagmire. And it really begs the question, for what?
So you're criticizing Trump there for waxing Soleimani. Do you stand by that or have you changed your opinion?
Well, as you see, my point there was that this was an act of war that Congress did not declare. That was the main point there. I believe strongly in the separation of powers. Why not?
You can't fight the war on terror by getting congressional approval for actions that have to take place like that. Baghdadi and ISIS, all of those things, even Osama bin Laden's assassination was not approved by Congress. Surely you didn't object to that.
Congress, I supported. I was not in office at the time, but have spoken out and supported the continuance of those authorities that Congress did pass, the authorization to use military force to go after Al-Qaeda and those terrorist organizations that came after us on 9/11 and that have popped up and continued to morph into different groups like ISIS, Al-Qaeda, and so forth. I've been very outspoken about the need for a defeat radical Islamist terrorism.
Okay,
the difference and distinction there on the war powers is this was a high general in the Iranian military.
Yeah,
that is a different.
But he was a
designated
terrorist because he killed civilians. The War Powers Act that Bush the Younger signed gives the authority of the president to do it. He had the authority to kill Soleimani al-Baghdadi. Obama had the authority to kill Bin Laden. But I think you would, once you get into that office and you get the national security briefings every day, I believe, because I think you're a very smart woman and you know the big picture, you've got to fight that war that way. You get a chance to take out the leader of Hamas, you don't go to Congress. You take them right off the map. You have to do it that way. A couple of more questions, and I'm sorry to keep you so long, but you're such a good guest. And I want everybody to read your book, because I read your book. And I'm so busy, it
Thank
hurts.
You.
I read the book, and it flows nicely. Did
I
you get shot
that.
At
That means
in Iraq?
A lot coming from you. That means a lot coming from you.
And it's honest.
I really do appreciate
If
that.
I thought the
Thank
book
you.
Was terrible, I wouldn't say anything. Did you get shot at in Iraq when you were over there?
A lot of mortars and indirect fire on almost an everyday basis.
Okay. Because you were over there a year and then you went back to Kuwait. And you're a lieutenant colonel, right? And you're still in the reserves, right?
I am. I was deployed to East Africa a couple of years ago. We'll be taking a command of Army Reserve Battalion here on June 1st.
I think you have the strongest resume of any vice presidential person being considered by Trump. Final
Thank
question.
You.
Hawaii. I love Hawaii. But it's loony left. It's Mazie Hirono. It's crazy left. You used to be semi-crazy left, but you changed. You changed, but Hawaii still remains the socialist paradise, all right? If you had to pinpoint one thing that made you change, what would it be?
One thing, there are so many things that you saw in the book, but really what it all boiled down to, Bill, was about the Democrat elite not only opposing, but trying to undermine our fundamental rights and freedoms, because that is at the heart of everything. That is who we are as a country. And
well,
when
they
want to
do that.
Power, when we have
they
people in power who are trying to
that.
Shut us up. They're yep. afraid of a free people. They're afraid of a free society. They're afraid of a democracy where we get to decide who gets to serve in the presidency and in power. They're terrified because they know deep down inside we will see the truth about their abuse of power and we'll throw them out of office. And that's what I hope happens in November.
Well, we'll see. I mean, it's a big turning point. So that was a boring interview. I bet you that was one of the better ones, right?
It was great. Yes, absolutely. No
You don't
question.
Have to say that. You can, you know.
I know I don't have to.
All right.
Thank
so
you,
the
Bill.
Book is For Love of Country, Leave the Democrat Party Behind. Great gift for mom on her day coming up on a Sunday, or anybody who wants to learn about an honest politician. I believe Congresswoman Gabbard is that. Thanks for appearing, and
Thank
we'll talk
you so
again
much.
Soon, I hope. Right.
I
Bye.
Look forward to it.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18+ terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
I'm Victoria Cash. Thanks for calling the Lucky Land Hotline. If you feel like you do the same thing every day, press 1. If you're ready to have some serious fun for the chance to redeem some serious prizes, press 2.
We heard you loud and clear. So go to LuckyLandSlots.com right now and play over 100 social casino-style games for free. Get lucky today at LuckyLandSlots.com.
Available to players in the U.S., excluding Washington and Michigan. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Okay, Catholic voters are changing their opinion on Joe Biden. Pew Research poll. A question: if the 24 election were held today, who would you vote for? Generally speaking, Pew's got 49 for Trump, 48 Biden. But Catholics, Trump 55, Biden 43, a huge 12% margin. Now, it was only 1% last time around. Okay, Catholics favored Trump by 1%, and now they favor him by 12%. Is that promoting abortion? I'm not sure. They don't explain why the turnaround there, but it's interesting. So the Democrats are hysterical because they are seeing terrible poll numbers come in for Biden on almost every issue. So they are doing some very, very interesting things. Congresswoman Maxine Waters, go.
And I tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to ask the Justice Department and I'm going to ask the president to tell us what they're going to do to protect this country against violence if he loses. I want to know about all of those right-wing organizations that he's connected with who are training up in the hills somewhere and targeting, you know, what communities they're going to attack. We need to know now, given that he's telling us that there's going to be violence if he loses. We need to know what his plan is and how we're going to be protected.
So in the hills, they're training. So if you know what hills the training is going, would you please write and tell me where those hills are? I don't think Maxine Waters has ever been to a hill, but maybe I'm wrong. Maybe she's hiking every weekend. Okay, but they're in the hills, and they're going to come down to attack. These are Trump supporters. Chicago Teachers Union, $50 billion in demand. Chicago don't even have that much money. So here's what the Chicago Teachers Union wants, all right? That the city would pay 100% coverage in abortion, fertility, everything, okay? And up to $1,000 for out-of-state costs if you get an abortion someplace else. Gender-neutral bathrooms, the board maintains one private gender-neutral bathroom at each school. Support for families seeking asylum, all right? $2,000 each for each migrant student. You're gonna give them a check, or cash, maybe give them cash. All in all, it's a laundry list of socialist stuff Chicago's teachers unions are demanding, and they may get it. Chicago, Pritzker, the governor, maybe they get it. Average salary in Chicago public schools, $93,000 for teacher. They want $145,000. That's a pretty big leap. That's a pretty big leap. I want teachers to make money. I'm a former teacher, but okay. Israel latest, they're being very cautious going into Rafah. Rafah is the last Hamas stronghold. You got to understand, Hamas is hiding there. Rafah borders Egypt. Egypt isn't going to play with these people, all right? Hamas goes into Egypt, they're going to get waxed. The Egyptian government does not like them or the Muslim Brotherhood or any of the Islamists. They don't. So that's where Hamas is. So Israel got to go in, but if they go in and they bomb, then all the civilians get killed, which is what is driving the protests all over the world, including the USA. So we're on it. It's impossible to verify any statistics. If you hear statistics, do not believe them. Can't verify them. Smart Life. Nearly 100,000 American children lost a parent to either drug overdose or gun violence in 2020. It's a study out of the University of Toronto, printed in the journal American Medical Association, JAMA, which is a prestigious journal. All right, I believe the study. I think it's more than that. So kids are losing parents who are dying from fentanyl and other drugs. And then some children have parents who are in these drug gangs and they're getting gunned down in the streets. That's what this is all about. Okay? Now, this is the Smart Life. That's why I put it here. Do not intoxicate yourself if you have children in the home. There's no excuse. If you do that, it's child abuse. If you take drugs, smoke pot, get loaded on gin, vodka, whatever it may be, and your child can see that, child abuse. That's it. No wiggle room, no excuses. Do not do that. This day in history, May 7, 1945, Germany surrenders to the Allies, Rem, France. Germany had lost the war right after the D-Day invasion. They knew they were going to lose. They couldn't stop the Allies from going to cross. Hitler was dead, committed suicide in a bunker in Berlin. Karl Dönitz, the head of the Nazi Navy, oversaw the surrender. Worst military conflict in history by far. Okay, in Europe, just the European theater, and that includes North Africa. Okay, 57 million dead, including military and civilian. 57 million human beings. That includes the 6 million Jews executed in the death camps. And the war lasted from 1938 to 1945. Japan surrendered a few months later, September 2nd, 1945. This day in history, 79 years ago, the Nazis gave it up. Okay, I've got mail and a final thought that I think you'll appreciate. We'll be right back.
It's time for today's Lucky Land horoscope with Victoria Cash.
Life's gotten mundane, so shake up the daily routine and be adventurous with a trip to Lucky Land. You know what they say, your chance to win starts with a spin. So go to LuckyLandSlots.com to play over 100 social casino-style games for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Get lucky today at LuckyLandSlots.com.
Available to players in the U.S., excluding Washington and Michigan. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void or prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, this is Vivek Ramaswamy. The media has systematically lied to you. The Hunter Biden laptop story, the origin of COVID-19, the Trump-Russia collusion hoax, or how your money's being spent in Ukraine. Enough already with the lies. No more lies, hard truths only. That's what the Truth Podcast is all about. It's not standard conservative talking points. If you want that, go somewhere else. But if you want the hard truth delivered to you in a way that challenges you and will challenge me intellectually, you're not going to find anything like this on the internet. Subscribe to the Truth Podcast today on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Okay, let's go to the mail. We got Brian, who's a concierge member. We urge you to check that program out. You will love it, and it will protect you to some extent. People like Jonathan Carl of ABC are true sufferers of Trump derangement syndrome. Their hatred of the president will not allow them to see the great accomplishments of his presidency. It's more ideology is in there, too. Okay. Yeah, the Trump thing is paramount, but ideology is in there too. Ralph, concierge, remember Nora O'Donnell, CBS anchor, should have asked Speaker Jeffries, what are the points that make the Biden economy great? He's got his rap down. Why ask the question? I mean, you heard Nancy Pelosi say that Trump is responsible for more layoffs than anybody else. And then when the reporter pushed back, go, well, that was COVID. Pelosi berated her. I mean, come on. These people aren't interested in the truth. You ask Jeffries a question, he's going to give you what's written out for him. Joanne Malmo, Idaho Falls, Indiana. I love the Nosman News. Been watching for years of all your killing books, including one for younger readers. You know, we have a bunch of them. Hitler's Last Days, just off the World War II thing. So you might check that out. We have all the books on BillO'Reilly.com. And I appreciate that, Joanne. Very nice of you. Jeff Mills, Daytona Beach, Florida. What are the consequences of violating an unconstitutional gag order? Well, if the gag order was ruled unconstitutional for Trump, which it has not been, then you would be in big trouble on the federal side. Not New York State, don't care. But remember, you got to have a ruling, court ruling that deems it unconstitutional. You can't be just a pundit saying it. Monty Montiel, San Diego, would it be possible for Donald Trump to sue Judge Juan Merchan? No. Judges have indemnification against lawsuits. And Fletterman, Midlothian, Virginia, do you think that since Jack Smith has now stated the FBI tampered with the files at Mar-a-Lago, that will make a difference in a case. No. What the FBI did is it misnumbered some of them. I don't think that's a big deal. But I don't think that case is going to see the light of day myself. Sean Ryan, Green Bay, Wisconsin, in your morning edition, you blame the absence of critical thinking by partisans as people believing what they want to believe. Okay. You recently cited a study revealing a sharp decline of Americans' religious affiliations. Isn't it logical to assume that many people will make ideology their religion? Yeah, I mean, we live in a secular country, and if you don't have a background in religion, if your parents aren't teaching you about faith, then you're not going to have it. And more parents are derelict in that regard. Dr. James DeMaio, Carl Place, New York. Hey, Bill, I remember you saying something about a Rocky Mountain trip that you have to see. I would like to know where you recommend going out there because I have a week this summer. Now, doctor, usually I would not answer this question in the mail segment, but because I want to do a commercial for concierge membership, I'm going to answer your question. So I get tons of travel questions from concierge members on BillO'Reilly.com, and I give them the best advice. Save them money, save them time, all of that. Because I've been to 86 countries, and I've been to every state. So if you are going to go out to the Rocky Mountains, and you have a week, I go to Yellowstone, I base in Jackson, and then I go up to Montana. Doesn't really matter where you stay in Montana. All the cabins and stuff like that, pretty much the same. That's a stunning trip. You have a blast. My tip is, if you go in the summer when it's crowded, you got to start early. You got to get up 6, 6:30, get your breakfast, get out. Because by 10, 11, hordes. But the Northern Rockies, fabulous. Bitterroots, great. Okay, so we asked for people who bought the Not Woke mugs to send us pictures. And Kim Heiss, Clinton Township, Michigan. There's Kim. Looking good, Kim. Sending a message, not woke. Okay, she got the Not Woke mug, made in America, on BillO'Reilly.com. Our quickest selling mug in the history of the website. Flying on out of here. And you get the mug free if you become a premium or concierge member on BillO'Reilly.com. If you don't want the mug, you get any of my books, including the book coming out September 10th, Confronting the Presidents, which I'm going to do a message of the day on tomorrow about Grover Cleveland, who went through exactly what Donald Trump is going through. Did you know that? Nobody does. Confronting the Presidents, you're going to, every page, you're going to go, whoa. Okay, so that's out. You can pre-order it. And we got for Father's Day and Mother's Day, the bundle, Killing the Witches, the Legends, the Killers, the Mob, Crazy Horse, 33% off. That's a fabulous deal. And we have self-reliance mugs for the grads. Send them a little message. Hey, we don't mind supporting you, but self-reliance is good. A little mug. Word of the day, do not be a caperlash. C-A-P-E-R-L-A-S-H. When writing to me, once again, Bill at BillO'Reilly.com, name in town. All right. How do you deal with people who disappoint you? That's the final thought in a moment. All right. Here's the final thought of the day. Part of life and the negative part of it is that sometimes people you trust and love will disappoint you. It's a given that people you don't know that well will disappoint you. That happens every day to everybody. How do you handle? So I'm a confrontational person. Oh, I didn't know that. But that did not suit me well. So when people disappointed me, I tell them. Sometimes you have to do that. If the disappointment is ongoing and hurting other people or yourself, you got to say, hey, enough, and explain why. But I've learned that when people disappoint you, another way to go is to let it ride for a little while. Don't ignore it, okay? You've got to tell them you're a little disappointed. You can say it, but don't make a big deal out of it. Don't make accusations. Don't do any of that. And then if it comes around to a discussion, you don't say, you did this, because that's immediately they're going to go on the defensive. They'll have a million excuses. We live in the United States of excuses. You know that. Everybody knows that. Okay. You say, this is what I would have done. That's the way to handle this stuff. And about 50% of the time, you'll persuade people who have disappointed you that they were wrong. The other 50%, you're not going to win it. And you let it go if you really think the person has value. If you are like this about the person, then they get put on waivers. All right, final thought of the day. Thank you for watching and listening to the No Spin News. See you tomorrow.
It's time for today's Lucky Land horoscope with Victoria Cash.
Life's gotten mundane, so shake up the daily routine and be adventurous with a trip to Lucky Land. You know what they say, your chance to win starts with a spin. So go to LuckyLandSlots.com to play over 100 social casino-style games for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Get lucky today at LuckyLandSlots.com.
Available to players in the U.S., excluding Washington and Michigan. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.